Game Centauri Falcons is scheduled for February 20th. Ready to go again from the sideline on the far side. Carver inbounds to McDonald. Chup patiently at the top of the key. Here comes a screen set out high by Smith. However, nothing comes of it. McDonald has to control a loose ball. His pull-up shot from 17 is no good off the right elbow. McDonald now passes to Carver. Left wing for the three, no good. Rebound, Holman will let it go out of bounds before Sawyer Smith can get there. 3:29 to go in the third. Substitution coming for the Panthers. It'll be Ernie Padilla replacing Smith. Holman inbounds to Crowther. 19 points in the game so far for Trey Crowther. Passes up to Holman looking to drive baseline. Good job by Padilla to help out with Chup. Clunch at the right elbow. Now passes it to Russell off the left elbow. No good. Rebound. Carver comes flying in to take it away from Mason Clunch. Gambles on the pass, however, and turns it over to Holman on the interception. Ahead to Clunch for two. Oh, and that's a play he wished he could have back as it results in two more Falcon points. 47-37 now. Centauri by 10. Chup to Lewis. Driving and kicking out to Carver. Looked to go to the baseline and Clunch pretty much able to rip it out of his hands. However, it took a little bit of too much time to do it. Jump ball is the call. Possession arrow, Montezuma Cortez. It'll be Carver inbounding. Wanted to go to Padilla. Good job by Russell to knock it free to Clunch. Now running one-on-one at the other end of the court with Lewis. Switches hands to the left. Didn't get the layup to go. Now Chup with the rebound. Baseball outlet to Carver. Gets the layup in just before Clunch could come in with the chase down block. So Carver now with 12 points. 47-39. Falcons by 8. Here's Anderson driving in for Centauri. Takes it right at Padilla and off the window and in. 6 points now for Caleb Anderson. Came in averaging only 5. Trinidad McDonald with the ball for Montezuma Cortez. Now Padilla gives it up to Carver, driving to the left baseline. A little bit of a scoop with the left hand. And he went straight at Anderson, draws the foul. That'll be the first foul on Caleb Anderson. JT Carver going to the foul line for the first time tonight. First free throw up, rattles in and out. Did not want to go down. Substitutions will check in. It'll be Levi Roybal coming in for the Falcons, replacing Crowther. Austin Wood and Gabe Crowley will come in for the Panthers as they replace Smith and Padilla. Second free throw on the way for Carver. This one is a bullseye. 49-40 with 2 minutes left in the third. Holman stolen by Wood, but how Holman nearly has to tackle Wood to prevent a breakaway. No call. And Holman, however, can't capitalize with a wide open three-pointer. Gets the rebound. Shovel pass inside. McKay Russell for two. Only 4 points for Russell in this contest, but that was a big one out of a real, what could have been a seriously chaotic situation. 51-40. Now the score, Falcons by 11. McDonald at the top of the key. Watched by Anderson. Gives it up to Carver. Drives deep into the lane. Wanted to go baseline to Crowley with a little bit of a pass, however, and it goes out of bounds. Untouched. Be Holman to inbound for Centauri. 1:21 to go in the third. Head coach Mike Hall having a little bit of a word with the trailing official. Holman gives it up to Anderson. Anderson driving to the foul line. Now has to give it up to the left wing, Holman. Holman driving, pulls up at the elbow. Once again, good double team there by Wood and O'Donnell. O'Donnell. Three-pointer on the way off the left wing is good. Caleb Anderson for three. 9 points now in the game for Anderson. 54-40. Lewis wanted to go to the foul line. Bumped physically out of there by Roybal. Crowley will try a three from the right wing. No good. Rebound Holman. Holman. Now, this time Austin Wood does get the foul. It's kind of the same strategy he used to create a steal just a few minutes ago. And this time, however, does get caught. the hand in the cookie jar situation. Substitution for the Panthers, it'll be Miles Frost checking in for the first time tonight. He'll replace Carver with 38.3 seconds left here in the third. They list him as about a six-foot freshman, so obviously the Panthers hoping for big things out of this young man. Levi Ribon driving for the Falcons. Nice little handoff pass to Russell in the paint. Has to kick it out. Three-pointer on the way from Mason Klonch, and he nails it. Klonch with a big three with 20 seconds left. It's 57-40. Falcons by 17. Frost with the ball on Anderson. Gives it up to Lewis. Now Lewis driving to the hole. He's going to draw a foul here as Ribon was beaten on the dribble. That'll be Levi Ribon's first foul. Fourth team foul for Centauri. Montezuma Cortez also with four team fouls as there's 9 seconds left on the clock here in the third quarter. Ball goes to the corner. Trinidad McDonald has to give it up and he travels as he was trying to get it to Lewis. 5 seconds remain. Plenty of time here for the Falcons if they play it wisely. Inbounds, Crowther, baseball pass head to Klonch. Far too strong. And the cheerleading section wisely ducks out of the way of that. That was a headhunter shot. 57-40, 7-tenths of a second. Wood gets the shot away from three-quarters length of the court. It was online, but falls far short, and that'll do it. Only 8 regulation minutes remain. It's Centauri 57, Montezuma Cortez 40. We're back with the fourth quarter after this, right here on KSPK and KRTZ.
High School Athletics, KSPK.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lori Hoffman, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure your goals are top of the mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll focus on what you can control. Start by giving me a call at 846-6301.
Stop by our office, Lori Hoffman or Andrew Hoffman, in the historic Bell Block in Trinidad. Edward Jones, making sense of investing.
Looking for a personable yet professional attorney in the local area? Call the law firm of Brenda S. Getz, PC, today. Brenda specializes in Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcy, and her law firm is federally designated as a debt relief agency, able to guide you through the bankruptcy process. Brenda can also assist you with your estate planning through the adoption process or through the probate process. The law firm of Brenda S. Getz, PC, is here to serve you. Call 738-6304 or 888-438-9529.
More high school athletics on KSPK.
Fourth quarter about to begin here in Lahara. It'll be the Centauri Falcons inbounding. Trey Crowther on the court with Mason Klonch, McKay Russell, Caleb Anderson, and Levi Roybal. Panthers countering with Josh Chupp and a steal by Trinidad McDonald. Also out there is Sawyer Smith, JT Carver, and Ernie Padilla. Carver blanketed near midcourt by Mason Klonch, and we'll have a timeout called. 7:37. The Panthers did not want to lose possession there. This will be a full timeout taken by Montezuma Cortez, so we will take it with them. We'll be back with more. 7:37 left in the ballgame right here on KSPK and KRTZ.
KSPK.
At San Luis Valley Health, we believe in improving the health outcomes of our athletes. Whether the need is a complete physical before the season, injury prevention workshop, rehabilitation or surgery, our sports med and primary care providers have a wealth of experience to keep you moving, healthy, and active. Don't let your movement put you at risk for injuries. Call the SLV Health Sports Med Hotline at 587-5700 to reach your trusted partner in quality health care close to home.
KSPK.
.50 The score between the Centauri Falcons and the Montezuma Cortez Panthers. CHS defending their home court here in IML action on a beautiful Tuesday evening. Rush Hour Businessman special here for everyone listening. Hope everyone's making a safe trip home from a long work day. Inbounds pass to Josh Chupp for the Montezuma Cortez Panthers. Passes it up to Sawyer Smith, guarded by Peyton Polzin. Still at the top of the key, now driving to the left wing. Polzin cuts him off right there. Still with the ball, Sawyer has to finally give it up to JT Carver. Clunch all over him as a good defender would be. Now Josh Chupp settles things down at the top of the key, but Anderson comes out to harass him a little bit and forces the turnover as the pass was intercepted by Baron Holman. Holman driving it back the other way, but a good hustle by the Panthers to stop the breakaway. Clunch sets up for a three-pointer and bullseyes it. The trailer on the play, Mason Clunch hits the three. He's got 14 now. 6:56 to go in the game. It's 60-40. Sawyer Smith, traveling call in the corner. Kind of shuffled his feet a little bit while trying to set up for the jump shot. Now man pressure applied full court by the Panthers. The Falcons break it. Holman to Polzine down low. Now Anderson has to go through three Panthers to keep the ball. Does so. Here's Clunch. Quick pass down low to Crowther for two. 21 points now for Trey Crowther. It's 62-40. Smith with the ball. Drives around a Padilla screen to the right wing. Now the ball in the corner. Chupp tries getting out of it, however traveled as trying to get away from the baseline. Good defense by the Falcons to collapse down low. Substitution coming for MCHS. Elijah Lee, a sophomore, will check in wearing the number 15. First time we've seen him tonight. He'll replace Trinidad McDonald. Holman ahead to Polzine. Polzine will take it himself. Almost a charging violation there. The rebound put back by Caleb Anderson. Smith did a good job trying to set himself up to take the charge, but no call. Lee over to Carver. Thought about a three, now driving to the baseline. Carver will pull up from 15. No good. Rebounded by Peyton Polzine of Centauri. 5:46 to go. Holman ahead to Clunch on the right wing. Back to Holman. Reversing the flow back to the left. Polzine now baseline. Crowther. Nice pass into the paint. And the trailer was Anderson. Shot doesn't go. Crowther, the rebound. It does go. 23 now for the senior. Came in averaging just 11. Almost a steal there by Polzine at the top of the key. Sawyer Smith, a hard take to the hole. Had a full head of steam and was willing to pretty much forcibly move anyone who got in his way. Foul will go against Caleb Anderson. That'll be his second. And Smith will go to the line for two. He's one out of two from the stripe today. 5 points total. First free throw up, and no good. Had the arc on it, just didn't have the line on it. Frost will check back in for the Panthers, replacing Padilla. Get the young freshman some more PT out there in the paint. Second free throw for Sawyer Smith is up, also no good. Rebound Clunch. Mason Clunch over to Peyton Polzine. Thought about a three-pointer, but gives it up to Crowther, the man with the hot hand. Nice pass to the baseline. Cutter off the wing. Clunch. Kind of a high-risk pass, but a high reward. Trey Crowther picking up an assist this time as Clunch gets the basket. Lee going one-on-one with Holman. Kicks it out to the left wing to Chupp. Now the three-pointer on the way for Carver. That one way off to the left. No good. Frost with the rebound, however, keeps it alive. And this ball stolen by Baron Holman. Leaking out ahead of the pack is Clunch, avoiding the block attempt by Chupp. And it's another 2 points for Mason Clunch. He's got 18 now in the contest. It's 70-40. 4:25 to go in the game. And a bit of a hand check here on the far side of the play. And Sawyer Smith had the ball. This will go against Centauri's Baron Holman. Just his second foul. Substitutions coming in for the Falcons. They'll make three changes. It'll be Levi Roybal back into the game. McKay Russell also checking in. And in for the first time, number 22, Mason Sowards, the cross-country standout here at Centauri High School. His first action of the day. Actually, there's a lot of cross-country players on these cross-country runners on these two rosters now that I look at it. There's one of them, Isaac Lewis for Montezuma Cortez. Chupp tried getting it over to Elijah Lee, and this could be number four on Peyton Polzin. It is. So his fourth coming with 4:08 left in the contest. And now Montezuma Cortez in the 1-1 bonus. 17 fouls now against the Falcons. And it'll be Josh Chupp to the line. Just 2 points today for the senior guard. He's definitely had his hands full today with the backcourt of Clonch and Holman. We'll have a timeout called on the court, however, before the free throws are even shot. This will be a full timeout taken by the Centauri Falcons. Let's take it with them and be back with more right here on KSPK and KRTZ.
KSPK.
Foreclosure.
Garnishment.
IRS problems.
How can I handle all this?
What am I going to do?
Is a bankruptcy right for me?
Brenda S. Getz, attorney at law, specializes in both Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. It's not as expensive as you may think. Get the IRS off your back. Stop the calls and get that pile of bills off your desk and off your mind. Make an appointment today. Your initial consultation is free. Brenda S. Getz, PC, a federally designated debt relief agency. Call 738-6304 or 1-888-438-9529.
KSPK FM.
At halftime, this was just a 6-point contest. It is now a 30-point contest. 70-40 on the scoreboard. Centauri on top of Montezuma Cortez. 4:08 left in the contest, but the Panthers at the foul line. Josh Chupp will have a 1-1. Following the fourth personal foul on Peyton Polzin for the Falcons. Chupp lines it up, it's on the way, and it's perfect. 3 points in the game now for Josh Chupp. Second free throw on the way, this time short off the front of the rim, no good, rebound to Trey Crowder. Clonch brings it up the floor at the top of the key. Now to Crowder on the right wing. Russell at the elbow on the right side. Gives it up to Sowards. Travel. Mason Sowards just came into the game for the first time a few seconds ago. And a little bit of the happy feet there. Turns over the ball to MCHS. We have a stoppage of play on the floor. I believe this will be an administrative timeout, so let's keep it right here. 70-41 the score right now. In case you're just now tuning in, everybody listening back in the Cortez, Colorado area, JT Carver, the high man for your Montezuma Cortez Panthers with 13 points to his credit. Austin Wood right now has 7. And then Sawyer Smith, a hard-fought 5 today, as does Isaac Lewis. Leading scorer in the game so far, Trey Crowder for Centauri High School. 23 points to his name. Mason Clonch not too far behind. I have him down with 18. Back to live action. Finally, 3:53 to go here in the contest. Chupp will bring it up for the Panthers. Goes 1-on-1 with Russell. Driving hard to the right. Floater on the way. No good. Rebounded, however, by Chupp. And he did a good job to be able to throw the ball off Russell's foot and out of bounds to keep possession. Every possession counts at this juncture of the game for the Panthers. As Elijah Lee will inbound it. Here's Chupp on the right wing, guarded by Levi Ribball. Lee wanted the three out of the corner, but we'll have an offensive foul away from the shot. A little bit of scuffling going on in the paint. And this will go against Miles Frost, his first personal. 15 foul on the Panthers. As Crowder inbounds it to Levi Ribaugh. Breaks the press himself. Gives it up to Clonch on the right wing. Now Crowder, top of the key. Here comes Sowards. Thought about the three out of the left corner. Gives it up to Crowder. Now Sowards on the left wing, top of the key. Clonch over to Ribaugh. Russell inside to Crowder. Spin move back to his left. A little reverse pivot move. Shot doesn't go. And possession will go with it. Montezuma Cortez will have the inbounds with 3:15 to go. Chupp jogging the ball up the court. Met at the midcourt line by Crowder. Screen out high coming from Frost. Ball goes to Lee. Now Frost. One-on-one with Crowder at the top of the key behind the three-point line. Chup gets caught in the lane by a double team. Gives it up to Lewis. Now a wide open three for Chup. Straight away, banks it in off the window. That's one way to get your three-pointer. 6 points now for Josh Chup, and it's 70-44. Clonch to Roybal. Now Sowards. It's Crowder. Driving into the right. Gives it up to Roybal. Now on the right wing. Back to Clonch. Splits a double team of Carver and Lee. Finger roll does not go. Crowder is there for the rebound. 25 points now for Trey Crowder. Three-pointer on the way from Josh Chup. Looking for another one. Almost off the same part of the window. This one does not go. Rebound Mason Clonch. Clonch ahead of the pack. No look pass to Russell in transition. 2 points for McKay Russell. He's got six in the game. 74-44. 2 minutes left in the contest. Carver at the top of the key. Has to give it up all the way cross court to Elijah Lee. Now wanted to go down low to Frost. And Frost did a good job establishing position on the inside, trying to receive that pass. It'll be a foul against McKay Russell coming over the back. Fourth foul on Russell. And head coach Larry Mortensen will empty his bench. As coming to the sideline, all the regulars, Clonch, Russell, Crowder, Polzine. It'll be a 1-1 for Miles Frost of Montezuma Cortez. First free throw on the way, hits it. Absolutely perfect, he'll get another one. See some few names in there, I believe. I see Ben Teller into the game for the Centauri Falcons. I think I see Colton Johnson out there as well. Second free throw up and is no good. Rebounded by Mason Sowards. Falcons looking to close this one out, getting their reserves some extended playing time. Here's Levi Roybal, who's seen plenty of it today. Gives it up to Sowards on the left wing. Now here comes Teller. Another cross-country runner. Now Levi Roybal, quick step to the hole. Had the open layup, didn't get it to go. Rebounded by Isaac Lewis of the Panthers, and we'll have a loose ball foul going against the Falcons. So we'll go against number 45 of Centauri. I believe that could be Hiram Tibbetts, possibly. Free throw on the way by Lewis is up and good. Couple players with no names here in the program. Second free throw is up and good for Isaac Lewis. So 2 out of 2 at the stripe. He's got 7 points today. Ben Teller from the Falcons dribbling the ball very low up the far sideline. Almost lost the handle on it. Some of the fans really wanted a carry violation. Could have got it. Sowards runner from the right side. No good, but battles for the rebound. Comes up short as Carver takes it away. Carver driving all the way coast to coast, went in to do it all, and finally gets the ball to go. That ball froze on the front of the rim and then fell in for 2 points. JT Carver, 74-49 the score. Three-pointer on the way by Levi Roybal, no good. Rebound up and also no good. Sowards able to control on the backside and put it in. His first 2 points for Mason Sowards. And 45 is indeed Hiram Tibbetts, so we were correct on that foul call a minute ago. Three-pointer on the way for Isaac Lewis. No good. Rebound comes off to number 14 of Centauri. See if we can double-check who that is. They have him listed as Ben Teller, but that is not Ben Teller. Teller wearing number 35 in this contest. That could be Josh Gallegos, actually. See if we can get this all squared up here. The program a little bit off tonight. 22 seconds to go in the contest as Carver driving in from the right elbow. Doesn't get the shot to go. Teller with the rebound. For Centauri, 15 seconds and counting down. The Falcons will win this one in convincing fashion as they run a little bit of the weave here on the near side. Roybal will pull it out to midcourt. And that is going to be how the contest will conclude. The final score, Centauri 76, Montezuma Cortez. 49. We'll be back to sort out the final numbers after this. You're listening to Intermountain League Basketball on KSPK 102.3 and 100.3 FM, and also tonight on KRTZ 98.7 FM in the Four Corners area. Back after this.
KSPK.
Walsenburg Lumber at 403 West 7th in Walsenburg is your hometown hardware store. Walsenburg Lumber Company is both a retail lumberyard and hardware store. From the small honeydew projects to larger construction or refurbishing projects, we have what you need. Our knowledgeable staff is ready and able to help. Stop by Walsenburg Lumber Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. Walsenburg Lumber.
Whether you're broken down, wrecked, stuck, or stranded, M&M Repair and Towing will come to the rescue. Their expert staff of certified technicians can get you towed, repaired, and back on the road quickly. Proudly serving Southern Colorado and Northern New Mexico since 1985 and specializing in towing, diesel, RV, and automotive repairs. 1901 North Linden Avenue in Trinidad. Call toll-free 1-800-862-8546 or visit mmrepairandtowing.com. M&M Repair and Towing, home of the 24-hour roadside service and your complete automotive and truck repair headquarters.
Medication-assisted treatment is a medical treatment plan that can help patients recover from opioid use disorder. Opioid addiction can be difficult to beat, but SLVMAT can help you find treatment and counseling. Our staff will work with you to find the best course of treatment in a convenient location for you. We can also help address the unique needs, barriers, and challenges in your life situation to link you with supportive services. The SLVMAT program serves the San Luis Valley, including Alamosa, Rio Grande, Costilla, Caneos, Mineral, Sawatch, and Custer counties. Visit our website at slvmat.org or call 719-588-2786. Find us on Facebook at SLVMAT, two words, all caps.
This week at Valley Market, you will find 100% ground beef, 10-pound roll at $1.69 for 73% lean and $2.19 for 81% lean. You'll also find fresh pork spare ribs at $1.99 a pound, Cook's half ham shank portion, 89 cents a pound, Campbell's chunk soups, 2 for $3, Cowbell ice cream, 2 for $5, and extra large grapes at $1.79 a pound. All these deals and more this week at Valley Market, 4493 Bent Brothers Boulevard in Colorado City, where a sale really is a sale.
Now, back to the action on KSPK.
Back inside a rapidly emptying Centauri Middle School gymnasium, the home of the Centauri High School Falcons. And boy, do they ever protect the nest tonight. 76-49, the final score over the Montezuma Cortez Panthers. And we said earlier at halftime, the first half was kind of a game within a game, almost a completely separate game now that we look back in hindsight at it, because something got left in the visitors' locker room, and they were unable to really recreate the same type of energy which carried them throughout the first half, only managing to score 9 points in each of the third and fourth quarters while being outscored by a margin of 39-18 after intermission. Centauri wins the third quarter battle 20-9 and takes the fourth quarter 19-9 as they are able to empty their bench completely. Was unable to verify some of the numbers of some of the younger players that the Falcons brought up off of the JV roster. Some of the numbers and names do not match up here on the game program, unfortunately. And so luckily no reserves scored there at the end of the game once they were inserted by head coach Larry Mortensen to get a little bit of playing time out there. However, didn't really need to score a lot of points tonight at the very end, as Trey Crowther leads all players tonight with a very well-rounded 25 points, probably neared a double-double as well. We don't quite have the rebound count here accurately with me, but however, he was involved in almost just about every play where the ball was off the rim near the basket. So 25 points today, 8 points after intermission. Leading scorer in the contest, Mason Klontch, turned it on in the second half for the Falcons. Only had 6 points through the first two quarters, but finishes up with 18 points, including 2 3-pointers. Crowther finished making 3 3-pointers. 11 points as well for Caleb Anderson, coming off the bench very well today for Coach Mortensen. 9 points after halftime, as his role became all the more involved when the foul count started picking up for McKay Russell and Peyton Polzina in the paint for the Falcons. 12 points in the game is what Baron Holman will finish up with for CHS. So four players in double figures tonight for the Falcons. McKay Russell held to just 6 points tonight as he was plagued with those four fouls. 2 points in the game for Mason Sowards coming off the bench there in the fourth quarter, and 2 points as well for Peyton Polzine. It all adds up to 76 for the Falcons. For the visiting MCHS Panthers, it'd be JT Carver, the high man. No surprise there with 15 points. Like we said earlier, coming off a 19-point game against Durango and a 12-point performance against Ignacio over the weekend. So yet another double-digit performance from the junior leader of the team. Josh Chupp, a senior leader on the team, finishing with 6 points. Ernesto Padilla, Ernie Padilla, as most people call him, 5 points today. 7 for Austin Wood, another kind of a quality starting role here for the sophomore guard. And that's kind of what he's been averaging lately. He had 8 points against Durango and then also 9 against Ignacio. So right about on that verge of breaking double digits. Again, 7 points as well today for Isaac Lewis coming off the bench, including a three-pointer. 5 points in the game for Sawyer Smith, the sophomore who earned the start in the front court today. 3 points for Trinidad McDonald coming off the bench. And 1 point for Miles Frost, the freshman post, who got in there in the fourth quarter and saw some little extended minutes in a game where, well, the final score was pretty much determined almost by the end of the third quarter, unfortunately. So that will do it for tonight's contest, 76-49. Centauri Falcons improve to 5-0 overall, 2-0 in the Intermountain. Montezuma Cortez drops to 1-4 overall, 0-1 in the Intermountain. We'll take one final break and be bringing it back here to sign off for what has been an exciting Tuesday afternoon of basketball right here on KSPK and KRTZ.
KSPK.
Life is wonderful. But it's not always smooth sailing. And for those times, Jackson Law is your strength. Mark Jackson is the one you need and want in your corner when life throws you those curveballs. With over 10 years of experience in civil and criminal trials throughout the Western U.S., he has the experience and expertise you want. Need someone to be there for you? Turn to the best. Let Mark Jackson at Jackson Law be your strength. Call 719-480-7171, located at 517 4th Street in Alamosa. Jackson Law. Give them a call today. 719-480-7171. Se habla español.
The Cat is back in the Valley. Outdoor Depot in South Fork is proud to announce they are the new Arctic Cat dealer for the San Luis Valley. Arctic Cat ATV, snowmobiles, and side-by-sides will soon be available to suit your every need. Arctic Cat offers machines for all skill levels, beginner to pro, so you can get whatever fits your sports needs. Stop by Outdoor Depot, located at 168 Four Seasons Drive in South Fork, or call us at 719-873-1060 to check our inventory. That's 719-873-1060. Outdoor Depot, bringing the Cat back to the Valley to fuel your adrenaline needs.
Aaron, all your remodeling projects looks amazing, and your new furniture is so different than anything I've seen in the Valley. Where did you find it?
We got it at the Polished Edge in Monta Vista.
What? Isn't that the place with the granite outside?
Yes, they do granite, vinyl flooring, and tile. But the best-kept secret is they have some of the most unique furnishing in the Valley. And by sharing the showroom, they can pass the saving on to the customers. But the greatest thing was being able to see how a room could all come together instead of just seeing samples and trying to envision it.
Well, thanks for the tip. I'm going to head over to the Polished Edge and see how they can help us with our projects and maybe get that living room set we've been putting off.
The Polished Edge. Take us for granted.
KSPK FM.
And almost on cue, some of the lights here inside the gymnasium are being turned off. So I guess that is our obvious cue to begin tying this thing up and mailing it in. Doubleheader ends tonight in the Falcons' favor, as first of all, the Lady Falcons top Montezuma Cortez 88-23, 30 points from senior Brenna McDaniel and 25 from senior Courtney Hamilton. What an outside-inside combination those two made today. 12 points as well for Brinley Sowards as she breaks double figures. High scorer in the game for Montezuma Cortez was Justina Bayless today with 10. And in the boys' game, which has just been concluded for only a few minutes, 76-49, Centauri improves also their record. Both teams are unbeaten at present and highly ranked in the Chassanow.com polls, as you would expect. 25 points tonight from Trey Crowther, the senior who came in averaging just 11 points per game. Mason Clonch over his average as well, 18 points. He came in averaging just under 11. Baron Holman also in double figures with 12. Caleb Anderson off the bench getting double figures with 11. High scorer in the game today for Montezuma Cortez was JT Carver. He finishes up with 15 points, and they also get 7 points each from Austin Wood and Isaac Lewis. So that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude our broadcast today. We'd like to give a special thank you once again to Mr. Kelly Turner at 98.7 FM KRTZ, and also to Mr. Paul Richards back at Mission Control of KSPK 102.3 and 100.3 FM for making today's connection possible for fans of both teams to listen to the Intermountain League action. So for everybody at both stations, I'm Joel Priest wishing everyone a pleasant, safe rest of your work drive home, and we'll talk to you down the road. You've been listening to Intermountain League Basketball right here on KSPK and KRTZ.
KSPK.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or cars, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage